with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tesla car sales fell for a second year in a row, putting the company in second place now behind a Chinese competitor.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, Rick Grinnell, the president and executive director of the Trump Kennedy Center, says despite facing criticism, President Trump is actually steering the center in the right direction.
They never talk about how much money we're raising because we've fixed programming and corporate America is coming back. Look, the reality is you're never going to be able to run an arts institutions with just ticket sales alone.
Grinnell alleged CNN and the Washington Post contacted booked artists, urging them to boycott the center. Three unheralded college football teams advancing now at the national championship playoff with wins yesterday.
Top-seeded Indiana roared into the college football playoff semifinals with a 38-3 rout of Alabama in the 112th Rose Bowl. Lucas Carneiro kicked a tie-breaking 47-yard field goal with 6 seconds left to lift number 6 Mississippi over third-ranked Georgia 39-34 in a CFP quarterfinal in the Sugar Bowl. Oregon dominated Texas Tech with a 23-0 CFP quarterfinal win at the Orange Bowl. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And this is SRN News. Evangelist named Graham will be doing some traveling in 2026.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold a big gospel festival in Cambodia later this month. He will also preach the word in Argentina in February, in Peru in March, in Spain in May, and will visit the United Kingdom in October. His son Will Graham is scheduled to host a gospel festival in Japan in May and another one in South Korea the same month. Both men may add further international trips to their schedule over the course of the year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's single biggest year for volunteering. But America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteer time to a religious or secular charitable organization, or did so in 2025. This is SRN News. The rock that rolled landed on a Walt Disney World worker in a world of hurt.
The 400-pound boulder is a prop. It's part of the Florida theme park's Indiana Jones live show. It jumped its track earlier this week and started rolling toward the audience. The Disney employee was injured while trying to stop it. Thankfully, another worker did manage to corral the boulder before it could reach the spectators. The prop is no longer part of the shows, and Disney refuses to discuss the nature or the extent of the worker's injuries. Rich Thomason reporting.
Investigators say sparkling candles used on champagne bottles likely triggered the New Year's Eve bar fire in Crans, Montana, after sparks hit sound-absorbing ceiling material, which then quickly spread. That blaze tore through La Constellation, killing 40 people and injuring 119 others. You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.